I've been very sobered this morning by some things that the Lord has been speaking to me about. There's a book by Leonard Ravenhill called They Drank from the River and Died in the Wilderness. And what he was saying to me was that a lot of this generation of Christians are like the children of Israel in the wilderness. They saw his works, but they didn't know his ways. And they didn't reach the promised land because of their unbelief. And so he waited for that generation to die off before he took the next generation into the promised land, the land of rest. I don't know yet at this point what the significance of what he's speaking to me about is. But it makes me think that we need to clean our act up somehow and start to sharpen our swords for the battle that is ahead. We don't want to be like those SAS soldiers that were deselected. After some of the tests, they just were told, go home. You're not meeting the standard. You're not getting there. If you have a desire in your heart to count and to be significant in these last days, where the battle of all battles looms on the horizon in the spirit, then it's time to take up your sword, to clean it and hone it. It's time to take up your shield of faith, your helmet of salvation, your breastplate of righteousness. Get your feet shod with the gospel of peace. It's time to take to yourself the whole armour of God, not just the bits that you like. Otherwise, you may find yourself drinking from the river and dying in the wilderness. I can make no apology for this message. These are the times in which we find ourselves. And God always tells his servants, the prophets, beforehand. God bless you as you think perhaps a little deeply on this one.